Local news for Brussels and beyond. Keeping you up to date in the heart of Europe. This is Radio X.
With the latest news for Belgium for Friday, the 20th of March, I'm Paul McNally. A fiery meeting between Pascal Schmidt and taxi representatives on Wednesday ended abruptly. Taxi reps accused the transport minister of favouring Uber before allegedly storming out of the meeting. Taxi reps are promising major action at the end of the month and onwards if the situation with Uber doesn't change. 100 workers at the Hotel Amigo went on strike on Wednesday morning on the eve of the EU summit. The strikes are a response to the hotel's alleged lack of flexibility in working patterns and so-called unpaid overtime. Police are preparing to face hooliganism on Sunday before and after the cup final game between Anderlecht and Club Brugge. 700 stewards will be present during the match, and officers from around the country have been brought in to make up the numbers for the potential post-match trouble. The fans are to be rigorously searched upon entry to the King Baudouin Stadium. In international news, US President Barack Obama has told the Iranian people that a deal to transform the relationship between the two countries could be within reach. Six world powers are negotiating a deal aimed at limiting Iran's nuclear activity, with a March deadline nearing. In a video message for the Persian New Year, the president conceded that there were still gaps in negotiations, but he said he was hopeful. And millions of people could witness the best solar eclipse in years, seen from northern Europe later. A path across the Earth's surface will be plunged into darkness as the moon covers up the sun around 10:30 this morning. Experts are warning people not to look directly at the sun because it could cause serious harm. Brussels weather, speaking of it, which partly sunny today, highs of 12 degrees Celsius.
This is Radio X.